The odd glitch, not my end this week. Not my end. But anyway, we have Dave in New York, if you're still there. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I'm still here. I guess the glitch has got fixed a little bit. That's good.
Well, my end is now completely new with, what do you call it? I was going to say coronavirus, but fiber optic cable, and they have replaced it twice here. Brand new system, new microphone, new headset, and I've got my red light flashing, so it wasn't my end. But anyway, the spooks are trying to get us. Okay, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, you know, I noticed Mike Adams had this article, COVID Derangement Syndrome, CDS on Parade. It was kind of similar to what another caller said earlier. You know, in the mainstream media, causes reporters to claim that COVID-19 pandemic will kill everyone unless we lock down all of human society to the point that there's no economic activity. But in the alternative media, COVID derangement syndrome is inflicting reporters who claim there's no virus, that no one died from any virus, and that entire global pandemic has been faked from the start. Well, that's a little bit extreme, and there's not
It's not a fake. It is real, but it's, as I read out earlier on, it's 2017-18 flu pandemic in Britain, which wasn't called a pandemic, with hardly any comment on it at all, it was 21 times more severe than this. Can you believe that?
Shocking. Well, maybe it was there. It was not here. Here, according to the CDC, their figures show that there was an excess mortality rate in the 2017-18 flu season that went above the average, and it was noticeable as the biggest recent excursion probably in the last 10 years. But when this came around, the excess mortality rate is much higher, and the bar chart is exceeding the average for the months March on. So for the 7 months ended August 15th, an article totaled them up to about 204,000 excess deaths. And
the CDC are lying about all the
figures. 182,000 that they're putting out on TV. So,
it's lies, lies, lies. But this, all the guys who had taken up the positions in chief scientific officer, chief this, that, and the other, were placed there.
Listen, if you say it's a lie, you have to prove that it's a lie.
Sorry, what?
You can't just say that. Here's a lie that came out in the media and was reproduced here on the site. Basically, people are gathering that the CDC revised the figures down.
They did not revise the
death figures down.
They have, yes, massively.
No, they have not.
Massively.
Did you look at the CDC website?
I take what professionals, analyst people like Mike Adams and those are trawling those sites professionally.
Some of us outrank Mike Adams, honestly.
I don't think so.
Another host
the
on
CDC
RBN
has been proved to be a criminal organization on about 100 occasions. They own the.
I agree that may be the case.
They own the patent on Ebola. They own the patent on Ebola. Like, what does that tell you?
Yeah. Oh, that may be true, but we have to be honest here, PJ. They didn't.
Oh, I have no lack of honesty
down.
Here. No. Hold on. Yeah, wrong phrase. We have to be accurate in assessing and discerning who's telling the truth based on evidential evidence. That's what's needed, right?
Well, you see.
So you're hoping that such a thing is right. You're hoping they're right. What evidence do you have?
No, I'm not hoping they're right. I know that this shock report is incorrect. All they did was include the comorbidities, which they also do during the flu season. See, you have to look at what they actually published and see if the article that's written is accurate. And the article is baiting people to say that the CDC reduced their numbers. They didn't reduce the death numbers. They're still claiming...
There's a change of personnel. Fauci has been thrown out, and this new guy, what's his name, Atlas Willis, is making them go back on hard data. And the only accurate data about deaths from COVID is in hospitals, but there again, they've trashed the death certificate. So tell me where you can get accurate information on that, with that situation.
I agree.
But one thing, here's one figure that does not lie. You can get the national figures from undertakers of the total death rate, which is recorded across five or six different organizations who are not perverted. And the death rate in 2020 is lower than 2019. So what does that tell you?
Well, you have to look at how the death rate is calculated. It's calculated by measuring the number of cases. And we know that...
No, I'm talking about the people who go, who are buried or go to be cremated, and they're recorded by different organizations connected with undertakers and that, et cetera, et cetera. And the death rate in Britain and in America is down in 2020 below 2019. That is absolutely correct.
What do you mean death rate? How do you measure a death rate?
The total, well, now, I can't continue talking to you much longer if you're going to talk about that. The total number of people dead and buried, right? Funeral and finished dead buried.
What they're claiming is 180,000 dead and buried. In the biggest flu season we had here in the U.S. on the death certificates, it was only 15,000. Look at the Scientific American article by Jeremy Faust. He shows that. Okay, so that's a comparing apples to apples.
I also have access to UK column research, which are one of the best in the world. And they use academic analysis and actuarians and statisticians. And the UK death rate directly from coronavirus is 1,800. The BBC would have you believe it was 46,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the BBC would have you believe it's 46,000. Yeah, it's tiny.
That's very interesting. I mean, I'd love to see that. You know, we can use any data that we can get, but the death rate...
Who's we there, by the way? Sorry, who's we, by the way? You and who else?
You, the people. Everyone who's listening to RBN. I mean, all of us collectively. Yeah.
Well, the BBC would have it here in front of me. We're saying 41,000 people died of coronavirus in this year, since the beginning of the year. It's actually less than 2,000.
Yeah, well...
hospitals here are empty, and the emergency hospitals built are being shut down. The Nightingale hospitals. And we've 20 or 30 different cross-section analysis that a UK column use. And believe me, they're very good. They've been 15 years refining their systems on government lies. But you don't want to believe that, no?
I'm not believing or disbelieving anything, PJ. I'm glad to hear that they can really come up with such a number. We don't have
I'm separating out the care homes. 23,000 people died there unnecessarily. Their deaths were brought forward because the Department of Health forced those care homes, private and public, to take people who had advanced coronavirus. UK column have the letters proving that, but there's going to be the father and mother of lawsuits in the next year against the government and the NHS, which is an appalling organization.
Well, regardless, what they're doing with the whole thing is quite obvious. They're introducing a whole control system, and we see the World Economic Forum saying they want to do an economic reset in January. Have you seen this Richie in Boston thing that lists the UN announcement of the New World Order? Have you seen his little video on that? I could send it to you. It's rather interesting because the UN has this song at the end, "We Will Rise, We Will Rise Again," and it's got a bunch of New Zealand or Polynesians singing it, and they say a new world order. So they're very vocal about that, and the World Economic Forum has a video piece out where they end up saying reset. You know, they show a little computer keyboard, and there's a reset button, and they push that, and they make a computer noise, you know? And that's, according to him, he sees that to be 2021 based on Christine Lagarde's numerology talk. But
Christine Lagarde, one of the biggest financial criminals in Europe. Wow. I hope you're not quoting her for anything accurate. I just cut myself off there
momentarily.
Sometimes
they tell you what they're doing. You know what I mean?
The deep state announced in coded language what they're going to do to destroy us next. That's sure. I agree with you there on that factor. But we are surrounded by a mass of disinformation and lies, and the amount of people who are bought and paid for are pimps for Big Pharma, including 90% of the medical profession, GPs, is shocking. That's an area that I've spent a lot of years researching
right.
and writing
you were
on.
In that. I saw that in your background, and that's good. I mean, boy, I'm glad I didn't work for a pharmaceutical company. I'll tell you that much. With my background.
Well, I had an interesting foray into it as a subcontractor, but I was aware how criminal they were. I was involved with the vitamin C thing, but I opted out of it because they were running a filthy scam. But and they've permanently affected the application rates that they say you should only take the proper by input, for instance, of this is laboratory saying this input of vitamin C per day, if you're short on it, is 10,000 IU, which is 3,000 milligrams. They were trying to get it down to 10% of that to prove it didn't work. That's the kind of dirty scams Big Pharma do. Right?
Yep.
They were trying to get trying to get aspirin on prescription 20 years ago. They were stopped doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Let me mention and let you know about have you heard of Chris Martinson from Peak Prosperity? He's a pathologist,
no.
PhD pathologist. He has been following this thing from the very beginning. He did in March he was doing 5 videos a week, and now he's doing at least 1 a week. He goes through all kinds of articles and explaining what the complications of this COVID-19 are, and a lot of different things, and how it is actually getting a herd immunity at about 15% infection rate instead of 85 because of some other factors, which he's trying to quantify. But I could you have an email on the website here. I could send you a little information.
I don't have many emails. I don't have one, actually. I should have one at this stage of the game. I'm 5 years doing this. But one of the risks is that you get trolls absolutely abusing it, et cetera, et cetera. But you can send an email to RBN on the site there, on the main website.
That's correct.
And John Stafmiller at hotmail.com. That would get to me. But no, I'm deficient in that regard. I really am. But sorry, you mentioned something there. Discerning info. I've had a lifetime of discerning information for, and I'm not saying the world's best, but people I have regard beyond reproach because they're very thorough is Mike Adams. Who Mike Adams owns the highest high spectrum laboratory in civilian hands in the United States. Are you aware of that? CWC Labs in Austin, Texas.
I know he has a laboratory down there, but
it's no ordinary laboratory, right?
Yeah, well, he came out with the same prediction that Neil Ferguson did for the United States. Of he had 2.26 million deaths in the U.S. if we did nothing. And Neil Ferguson had 2.2 million deaths if we did nothing.
Neil Ferguson was predicting 2.2 million deaths in the U.K. based on 68 million population.
He predicted.
I can tell you that's correct.
He's got a whole table. 5,600 to 550,000. In his article Neil Ferguson.
Neil Ferguson is a disgraced individual, an utterly disgraced individual. He shouldn't be allowed. He's an absolute reprehensible creature. Again, working for Big Pharma. He's not an independent voice.
I understand that.
But Boris Johnson hasn't the guts to get rid of him.
That Mike Adams came up with the same number he did, almost exactly. Okay.
You misread that article. He said if you extrapolate the figures wrongly this way, you'll come up with these bizarre figures. Adams is a trained epidemiologist, statistician as well. Little detail, I must add.
He definitely did. I can send you the article. I mean, he said 2.26 million if they do nothing. Then he revised it down later. He said, okay, they put these controls in place. I added these things to my model, and it reduced it down. Mm-hmm. Now, Neil Ferguson has been quoted to say that he predicted 550,000 deaths in the U.K., and then he revised it later. I mean, Del Bigtree said that. It was ridiculous because he didn't revise it. It's right in his March 17, 2020.
He actually predicted 2.5 million deaths.
On the table.
But he's an appalling individual, and he's absolute reprehensible.
I won't disagree with that. I believe you're probably right.
He was still around at the very young scientist at the foot and mouth thing in 2001, and is responsible for 5 or 6 million cattle being slaughtered unnecessarily. That alone should have blown him out of scientific work forever. But the amount of shysters out there is shocking. And the as Adam said in the very beginning of this, in about February, that the tsunami wave of economic destruction and people's health would precede what was going on by Adrian, and he's right. It's there was no need for a lockdown. What they need to do is shut down the airline industry. And by the way, just to give you a quick example, a big incident in Stansted Airport in Britain here last week. Guys in hazmat suit went on a Ryanair flight and pulled a guy off because he had tested positive at the airport. And they disinfected his seat and his overhead locker. Well, the joke of it is the recycled air system in these aircraft are polluted for life unless they dismantle these aircraft and completely clean them out and replace that part of the aircraft. That's the joke, the sick joke of that.
Because if the virus is alive for nine days, they got to shut the flight down, shut the plane down.
But it's mutated several times. But the Wuhan virus was circulating since September 2018. I have another call coming in now, but I'll just finish up with this, saying that the world military games to take place there went ahead in October. 143 countries sent about 2,050 troops each. They went back to the countries and carried the infection. So, and there were nothing was done until March. So 6 months as a circulating. That's the problem. It's not that it was a vicious campaign. Nothing was done about it. But the lockdown was unnecessary.
Well, let me ask a really strange question. I was surprised that we didn't lock down here in the U.S., for like a month, and there were like a million flights, people going back and forth to China and back here. Why didn't we have it spread all over the U.S.? That did not make sense to me. Just think about that. I'll leave you with that.
Thank you for that. But no, the herd immunity factor and the airlines coming out of China were the main ones with the infection. Okay, thank you for that. I'll talk to you again soon. And two more. Well, we'll come to James and Mary in a minute. We're coming near a break, but James in Vancouver, we'll switch you on first, okay? James, hello.
Hello.
Hello, James. Hello, go ahead.
Last I heard David Icke a couple of months ago, I think. He said that at that time they had not isolated the virus at all, this so-called COVID-19. Is that still the case?
I don't know. Well, the thing of it is, we're forgetting this. It was a major part of the exposing of this. It's not actually a normal flu virus. It's a bioweapon that was released. Be it by accident or design, it doesn't matter. It's out now. But it's quite easily deal with it, with the treatment of going there, hammering it to hell, hydroxychloroquine and zinc. And that's been proven. 600 doctors gave a press conference and 100 doctors in Texas saying they're having a 100% success rate. Right. Now they came out public and said that. I take their word. But here's the disgrace. Not one word from the American, the British, Irish government, anywhere in European Union, where we're also absolute disgrace, had no word to say, giving advice on how to prevent it. Not one word. It was isolate. That was part one, but it was part many other parts. But that's the kind of stuff we were hit with. Gross incompetence. I mean, gargantuan. Shocking.
Okay, let me try it this way then. If they haven't isolated, that is to say, if they don't even know the molecular weight of it.
Oh, they do. But it's mutated seven times.
What's the molecular weight, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, look at if you're going to formulate a vaccine, you have to know the structure of the virus. Otherwise, they're just wasting their time. They're just guessing.
Yeah, but they're taking one of the strains of it. A thing like this mutates as time goes on, right? And et cetera, et cetera. Well, hang on there. We go to this break. Hang on there. We talk to you after the break. And we can do this break and we can continue on after the break. Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hear ye, ConstitutionOnTrial.com presents the most important question for our generation. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Witness the prosecution and defense of the United States Constitution on trial, live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and streamed live on YouTube. For the prosecution, Ted Weiland, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, The Christian Perspective. Versus for the defense, Brent Allen Winters, a practicing lawyer and author of Excellence of Common Law in Light of History, Nature, and Scripture. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and live streamed on YouTube. Saturday, September 19th from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. Come one, come all. This most important event is free to attend and streamed live on YouTube. Go to ConstitutionOnTrial.com.
Okay, we'll come straight back in, and we just finish off with James in Vancouver. I think that's what we're talking about, yeah. Okay, do you want to finish up on that, yeah?
Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Yes. Okay, yeah. So in 2002, I was living in Taiwan, and in the fall, I had a high fever. And as soon as I got to the hospital, they marched me into an emergency room and took blood from the artery in my forearm, and they put it in an analyzer right away. They didn't find anything. They sent me home, but they didn't
So that was well. You said okay. Was that did that turn out to be correct procedure? Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you're looking for the exact structure of what it is you say might be there, If there's no, if they can't give me a molecular weight, and they can't tell me too much about the structure, then I got to believe the thing doesn't exist at all. Here in Vancouver, we got 450,000 Chinese living in Vancouver. They were coming back and forth, left and right, before Christmas in 2019. Yep. Nobody's dropping dead here.
Yep.
That news that comes out of China, all of that, a lot of it is just propaganda. I lived in Taiwan for 28 years. I'm quite familiar with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States people and the rest of the people around the world are being deceived.
Well, we're not arguing. This program and all other programs, we're highlighting we're being deceived on multiple levels on this. And this is a pandemic. Yeah, you know, on that level. And you've got the bent medical profession, and it's shocking. I've been highlighting them for years. One of the major problems I did at the beginning was the criminal record of the pharmaceutical industry. It's shocking. Dr. Peter Gotchi wrote the ultimate book on that. It's absolutely, he was an insider. And it's just shocking. It's a death cult in many ways. It really is. And they're trying to get rid of the Hippocratic Oath, you know, to preserve life.
Well,
they must work for their masters from now on. Big Pharma. That's it. Okay.
Yeah, well, you see, this kind of news or propaganda comes out in waves. I think they call it a news cycle or something like that. I don't know how long people remember news for. Is it, what, 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and then they switch?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that's the world we live in. But it's a battle for the truth. And the mainstream media is an absolute disgrace.
Okay, let me underline it one more time. I want someone to give me the molecular weight of something. And now maybe it's mutated. They always say mutation.
Send an email to Mike Adams at Natural News, and I'm sure he'll reply to you, because he has one of the highest spectrum laboratories in America, and he has done all the background work on this. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. And before the bottom of the break, we'll make contact with Mir in Wisconsin. Hello, Mir.
Hi, PJ.
Hi. Hey. Yes.
What is a virus?
Well, people who say that they cold immediately say the virus. No, you haven't got a virus. You got cold from going out in a sweat. And say, with an open neck shirt, that can give you a cold or give you the flu. It's not necessarily a virus, but that word is kicked around like confetti, you know?
It's a debris. Viree or debris.
Mm-hmm.
If you come across a car accident, car crash, and there's broken glass, did the broken glass cause the accident?
Yeah.
See, it doesn't even fit in the cots or coat postulates. There is no weight to it. There is no determining it. They are buffaloing us, and they have been all along. And there's even a protocol. You know, the protocol, the learned elders of Zion, that the FBI tweeted out the same day Trump was asked about Q. Well, number 10, if you go down to We Shall Destroy, part 20, it says, if we give the nations of the world breathing space, the moment we want won't ever likely occur. This is control.
Yeah. Okay, that's a bit obscure.
And PJ, there is no herd immunity. There is only individual, innate, and acquired immunity. And there is
that's
poison.
Herd immunity meaning herd immunity is a collective term that people who have a resistance, the resistance will show up.
This is
to a hypertension
it's
people.
Palmudia. The media is spreading it.
Okay.
And listen you think people right away when they hear virus, I'm sure it registers just like computer virus. It spreads.
Well, the herd immunity factor is a real thing, but it's been
herd
damaged
is
slowed down. No,
it's
slowed down by the lockdown. It's been slowed down by the lockdown. Therefore, I have figures here that will show that in Britain, first week in November, there'll be a massive
immunity.
Spike.
Did you come in born in a herd and die in a herd? No,
it's a collective term. It's not
individual immunity. And this isn't a
bioweapon. Well, you're splitting
Len
a hair there.
You're pushing that.
You're splitting a hair
there. And
John
Statmiller said Len Horowitz has stuff to sell. I know a lot about him being a big liar and suing people that had nothing to do with what he was suing for, so I'm sorry.
I know. Okay.
That's how
okay,
it is,
talk
right?
to you soon. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. We have to go to a break. Thank you for that. Okay, we'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched a plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good. We're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. And I'll tell you what, Ken, we go to Mike Adams' report on the Democrats' plan for election chaos. That's what's building into this now, I think. But it's 9 minutes. We can run it from now. Mike Adams on Democrats. It was the seventh one I sent you today, number 7 on the list. Mike Adams on Democrat election chaos. Okay, we'll go with that.
By healthrangerstore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. With each passing day, it's becoming more and more clear what the Democrats plan to do to throw the election into chaos by November 3rd. This is Mike Adams here. Thank you for joining me. This is the Health Ranger Report. You can hear these on Brightown.com. Channel name is HR Report, or you can also go to healthrangerreport.com. But Brightown is a better destination. Now, the Democrats, they've already conceded the election. Nancy Pelosi just came out and said there shouldn't be any debates. Joe Biden shouldn't debate President Trump. We know the reason why. It's because Joe Biden's brain doesn't work and he can't form coherent sentences. But the reason Nancy Pelosi gave is that, well, the Democrats shouldn't dignify President Trump by agreeing to debate him, which is of course, a pathetic excuse. It's absurd that the Democrats claim President Trump is so feeble and weak-minded, but they can't even debate him in public. The Democrats are now, essentially, through Pelosi, they're claiming that they can't explain their ideas to the public. They can't debate their ideas, that their positions are so weak, they can't have a public discussion about what they believe. The Democrats know they're going to lose. They know that their attempts to rig the election have failed. Now, instead, their policy, their plan is to cause chaos and throw the election outcome into doubt, and then have an army of lawyers file a bunch of motions in local courts all across the country and try to delay any outcome of the election becoming apparent. And they're going to try to delay this all the way through January 20th and then claim that Nancy Pelosi is the president. This is their plan. But, and you've heard all that before, but what's new in this analysis is they're going to bomb polling stations or shoot them up on November 3rd. And they're going to have to start on the East Coast because their goal is to try to cause people to not go vote or to have polling stations closed. So they're going to physically assault through bombings or shootings polling stations all across the country. And then there's a zero-day attack that's been planned and talked about for the day after the election to take down the power grid in certain areas to cause more confusion and chaos. So this is their plan. Now, you'll notice that, you know, shooting up polling stations from an evil left-wing point of view might be especially effective for the reason that law-abiding American citizens typically are not allowed to carry guns in or near polling stations. Now, I don't know if this is a law everywhere across America. I imagine similar laws exist in many places, but I believe in Texas, you can't carry a gun into a polling place. I'd have to double check that, but I think that's the case because I think I remember last time I voted, I had to remove my firearm. And that's Texas, which is a pro-gun state. They don't even allow guns. Again, if I'm remembering this correctly, probably similar laws exist across the country, which means that when you have Black Lives Matter terrorists who have been funded by corporate America, hundreds of corporations like McDonald's and Google and Netflix and Amazon and Microsoft and so on, Home Depot, you know, they've been funded by corporations. They've been using money to buy weapons. And then they can carry out sort of suicide attacks at polling stations all across America, all on the same day, a coordinated attack. What that will do is, number one, it will scare Trump supporters away from the polls, whereas Democrats are pushing heavily for more vote by mail. So in this way, they would hope to keep people away from the polls who are, you know, Trump voters, but then overwhelm the election with the vote-by-mail Democrat fake ballots. But secondly, they will force polling stations to close, which would then really throw the election process into chaos because those polls would have to reopen maybe the next day or something. They'd have to give those people an opportunity to vote. So that means delays. And then delays means chaos, and chaos means the left-wing attorneys can jump into action and try to argue that the whole election is illegitimate. This is their plan, and they're going to try to carry it out through planned chaos. So remember that the founder, or one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter, Rosenberg, I think is her name, was convicted of terrorism, of bombing government buildings before, a couple of decades ago. These are, by their own admission, trained Marxists. They're trained in tactics of terrorism. They're very familiar with bombs and explosives. And I have no doubt that they will use bombs to get what they want. They don't care about killing innocent people. If necessary, they will kill as many innocents as they can get away with. And so this points to polling stations being the targets on election day. And even before election day, they're going to continue to try to burn down cities and attack law enforcement and shoot people in the streets, as is happening in Kenosha, where the Black Lives Matter terrorists were trying to shoot that 17-year-old young security man named Rittenhouse, Kyle Rittenhouse is his name, who shot back and killed two Black Lives Matter terrorists, thank God. But they were shooting at him first, and this is what they're going to try to do all across America. So I don't know what to call this operation, but it's going to be intentional chaos. Again, bombings and shootings at polling stations, grid down infrastructure attacks the day after the election,
legal attacks through an army of lawyers. And then with Hillary Clinton coming out and saying that Joe Biden should, quote, not concede the election under any circumstances, it means that even if Biden loses, he's not going to concede, which means that the Democrats plan to call for the military, with the help of the complicit treasonous media, of course, to remove Trump by force. But to justify that, they're going to push all this chaos in advance and then claim, well, the election can't be decided, so therefore Nancy Pelosi is president. That's what's going to happen. That's their plan. They've basically admitted it. Nancy Pelosi herself saying that Trump's going to be removed from the White House, whether he knows it or not. Those are her exact words. And then once the military removes Trump, then the White House is going to be, quote, fumigated. That's what Nancy Pelosi said. She also called Trump and Republicans enemies of the state, which tells you she plans to have them arrested. She plans to seize power, and immediately upon seizing the White House, she plans to order the military to arrest all Republican senators, to arrest President Trump, and probably to arrest people like myself and other Trump supporters across the nation. Now, the good news in all of this is that she will fail. Hillary Clinton will fail. The Democrats' plan will fail. Trump will win, and then he will have them arrested for their acts of just blatant treason against the United States of America. This is the showdown moment, and Trump already has this locked up, by the way. Trump's going to win the election, and the Democrats will implode, the DNC will be disbanded, and many of the top Democrats will go to prison. Some might actually end up getting shot in, you know, military action or whatever happens. Your role in this as a citizen is to, number one, vote for Trump to make it harder for them to steal, and then secondly, be prepared to defend the integrity of our elections and defend President Trump, even if it means picking up a rifle and joining hundreds of thousands of other Americans marching into Washington, D.C. to defend the president, defend the Constitution against an illegal coup attempt by Pelosi and the treasonous Democrats. That may be necessary. Stand by for further details as this situation unfolds. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless America. Love this country. I want to protect it. You can hear more of my podcast at Brightown.com, and check out my preparedness advice and information at PrepWithMike.com.
Okay, very good. But that's pretty concise. I'm glad Mike Adams is doing shorter pieces, that's 9 minutes, etc. Just a quick return. Dave in New York wants to say something. Just 1 minute, okay? Hello?
Oh, sure, sure. I want to comment on proving this is a virus or not. And I think there's sufficient evidence. Number one, there is electron micrograph data, much electron micrograph data on this particular coronavirus, and how detailed it is, we'd have to go look into the papers. But that's very good evidence that there is a coronavirus and it has specific structures on it. Number two, and this is what you were alluding to with the other caller, that this virus has been sequenced by numerous labs, either the initial strain or substrains, with about 30,000 nucleic acid bases. This is very
difficult. Okay, what does this prove or disprove?
Well, it proves that there is the virus has a genetic signature. It has.
Yeah, but tell me what it proves. We know that if it's well, yeah. What does it prove or disprove for you? Get to the point here.
This proves that the genetic material is identical in numerous samples in numerous labs all throughout the world. So there is an entity.
Again, you're not
there.
Coming to the point. What does it prove or disprove about the coronavirus?
It doesn't absolutely prove anything. Okay.
So what's the point you're making? What's the point you're making? You're talking semantics here.
Is, from a scientific standpoint, you have enough data, okay? You have enough data to conclude that there is a virus with a protein coat, which you can see by scanning electron microscope, and with a uniform genetic code, which is reproduced many places in the world. And
you're going
and
back into semantics, right? Proving what? Proving what?
Proving. That is strong evidence that there is a virus present, because a virus is a protein code.
Oh, I don't think that's getting us anywhere. We know a virus or a bioweapon So tell me what this, I'm going to move on now. What does this do for you? What does it prove to you?
It's very good evidence that there is actually a SARS-CoV-2 virus in existence, and it has been characterized. It has been scientifically characterized. It has a molecular weight, as the other caller was asking about.
All right, so you're not getting anywhere with this. So I don't know what the point
you're
making is.
Well, you may not be comprehending. I'll send you an email.
I know.
You think about
you're into semantics. You're not interested in conclusions or definitions, but I will move on, Ken. I will carry on. Okay, coming up close to a break. But it's like, semantic, living a life of semantics. Amazon working with landlords to put Alexa, this is the monitoring device, in your apartment before you move in. Well, any git who agrees to that is, that's the 43% of Americans who want to want another lockdown, I see. They've been very comfortable in the lockdown. But John Vibes, Amazon Alexa smart home gadgets are becoming more popular by the day, but there are still many people holding out on buying these types of devices because they have privacy concerns. Privacy concerns, it's a total snitching device on you, 100%. However, some of us may have a choice. Us may not have a choice because Amazon is making moves to have the devices pre-installed in places like apartment buildings. It'll do some tricks like tell you if your car is parked right, this, that, and the other, and switch on things for you. But that's just bait to draw you in and have you totally surveilled. Amazon has also been working hard to ensure that there's an Alexa device in every single hotel room. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, my God. That's enough for evidence. Evidential evidence to entrap you. Last week, Amazon announced Alexa for Residential, a plan that will allow landlords and apartment complex owners to make bulk purchases of Alexa devices so they can pre-install into their rental units. IOTA Stratus IoT, what the hell is that, and Centennial Property Services are the first smart home integrators to use Alexa for Residential, and they will open multiple smart apartment residents across the U.S. this fall, according to a press release from the company. Lion Torres, head of Smart Properties, Amazon Alexa, said there would that the devices installed through the program will have a specific feature for landlords and tenants. Our vision was to create a service that makes having Alexa-enabled home assistance for anyone, regardless of whether they rent or they own the home. Alexa for Residential Properties goes beyond the smart home. It also enables property managers to provide customer voice experience to their residents. Yeah, the landlord can snitch on you as well, including information about property amenities, customer devices. Imagine swallowing this crap. We're excited to be teaming up with this, that, and the other. But anyway, the article goes on and on and on. And who's writing this article? This is really John Vibes. And anybody who wishes that is totally deranged. It's destroying you. Absolutely destroying your life. Technocracy, have like a chain around your neck. But there's more and more reports about this Portland scum and Antifa war encampment found in Portland. Well, anything goes in Portland. Portland is a write-off. Unless they send in federal troops to clear out and clean up that city and arrest the government and that. In this case, that is needed. It is absolutely needed. But Antifa war encampment found in Portland. Found. It's visible here, right under. How long did it take to find it? It's in a car park in the city. Housing agitators who emerge from tents each night to unleash chaos and violence. And they're getting paid a daily rate. Very good money. These hire a mob, etc. According to the video shown below in this tent city, described as war encampment, is located between Hawthorne Bridge and Burnside Bridge in downtown Portland. The video shows the tent city consists of portable restrooms, emergency shelter structures, and what appears to be converted food service areas for serving food to the inhabitants, the creatures. The video creator explains that this tent city is funded by the city of Portland. Are you kidding? Whoa. But there is no evidence presented in the video that supports the funding claim. A privacy fence surrounds the compound, reportedly with a sign that says the location is on art, is an art installation. Yeah. Press PressCalifornia.com explains it is entirely funded by the city of Portland with startup costs of $200,000 and ongoing support for all these sites expected to be $155,000 monthly. Now, this is just a city declaring war on its own country and its own city, really. The YouTube channel is the original creator of this video called Never Alone with Christ. The citizen journalist who captured the video. Okay, we go to the last break today, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Good, and we're coming back into the last few minutes of the program today. This is the Barden Report, and we had some very large amount of callers today. That's fair enough. Glad of that. And for our friend Dave, semantics and academia, I don't know if he's in the real world, but here's an article to finish up with, and your friend Dave can go and look at this. Up to 90% of people who test positive for COVID barely carry any virus and are not contagious. Every stat about the disease is bogus. Well, every government stat. Peter Andrews, our scientist journalist based in London, he's been writing about science for years. I've seen a similar article, so I'll go with this one. It has been revealed that the standard tests used in the US to diagnose COVID-19 cases are far too sensitive, with the vast majority of people marked down as being positive actually turning out to be negative. That's what's providing in the UK as well. I know medical staff who have blood tests and comprehensive tests supposedly positive but actually not carriers, and they're not spreaders. Top US virologists have been stunned by the revelations about the laxity of the COVID testing regime. It turns out that tests that deliver a simply binary positive or negative rules are not fit for purpose. Correct. And they tell us nothing about the contagion as each person. And the government making decisions about this testing, I mean, it's suicidal. Data from three states, New York, Nevada, Massachusetts, show that when the amount of virus found in a person is taken into account, up to 90% of people who have tested positive should actually have been negative, as they are carrying only tiny amounts of the virus and are not contagious, pose no risk to others, and have no need to isolate. Again, the general continuing on, and herd immunity factor will work in society as such. This means that only a fraction of the daily cases being reported so hysterically in the mainstream media are actual bona fide COVID-19 sufferers and need treatment to separate themselves from others. Also on the same site, White House rejects corrupt WHO concerns over COVID-19 vaccine. Well, very late in the day, they got rid of Fauci. But again, Donald Trump has two appalling flaws. I mean, devastating flaws. He's a narcissist. You know, people who suck up and tell him he's great, he believes them. And he also is an appalling judge of people. That is absolutely two of the most fatal flaws in a politician. The things that carried Winston Churchill through the war, he was extremely good judge of people and situations. He really was. And that's why he fired Montgomery before the D-Day landings arose, because Montgomery wouldn't listen to his own generals. But so how could this have happened? The answer has to do with the sensitivity of PCR polymerase chain reaction tests for COVID, which in turns out can be ramped up according to the taste and testing of the testing companies. Most testing companies have chosen the outrageously high sensitivity limit of 40 PCR cycles, meaning that the DNA is a sample in a sample is exponentially increased to 40 times in order to amplify the signal. We suspected something like this was going on, because they're not declaring what the test really is. Okay, as I say, we'll be back this time next week with the Barden Report, and we'll talk to you then.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.